Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Toddy.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
That's good, man.
I'm very good.
Do you have any news? Did you see anything cool?
I saw Game of Thrones. It's so awesome.
I'm two episodes behind, so fuck off.
All right, let's actually shut this production down.
Then watch Game of Thrones.
Shut it down. No, I figure we just give up altogether. You're two episodes behind?
Well, the last one just aired last night.
What have you done with yourself?
Nothing. Moved Matt to a different state. That was a blast.
He was already pre-packed. One day out of 14.
He lived on the third floor when we got there. Six flights of fucking stairs. Oh my God. It sucked. It was so shitty. No elevator.
Third floor. What a douche.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, you live on the first? He's like, no, third. And I was like, damn it. And then we got there and it's like, you know, all split. There's like seven steps
apiece.
Oh, dude, like 42 stairs up and fucking down. Up and fucking down.
Did you count them?
Well, it's seven times six.
Oh,
idiot.
That's cool.
Oh, whoa, math. He just blew my mind, man. Do you know who Gillian Anderson is?
Yes.
She makes a bid for James Bond.
And it's
Bond
42, you fucking idiot.
So I just said 42.
I said 46.
No, I said 42.
Yeah, it's 46.
We'll go back in the tape.
You're an idiot.
You're probably
any
right.
I know new Bond. Is that
yeah,
what you're
Jane
say?
Bond. She makes a bid
Jane
for it.
Jane Bond.
She made it. How do you feel about that?
Dumb.
Really, you wouldn't want a woman as James Bond.
Why don't you just give her a totally unique role? Like fucking Jason Bourne doesn't need to be, you know, Jason Bond. It's just Jason Bourne. Make a, like, Jane fucking Halo or
now,
something.
Now, what if it is like Jane Bond? Like, because I'm assuming that James Bond is not the person. It's the, like, the code name.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I've always got. That's how they've been able to, like, do different Bonds.
But there are people we know, like Willis, that can, like, chronicle all of his events into one lifetime.
Into
from
one
every
person.
Film.
Yeah. Because yeah. I always assumed that it was just,
that's
like,
his name. His code is 007. That's his, like, clearance.
Right.
But, I mean, there's
other
agents.
Well, there's a bunch
agents.
Of 007 agents.
Yeah.
So I assume one
name
leaves and
something
then they,
else.
And then they give James Bond a new person.
No, I think, like, he fought in GoldenEye another 007 agent.
Yeah.
I forget the guy's name, but it was Sean
Trevarian.
Bean. Isn't it?
Well, it was something like, it started with a T because I remember playing the game, which we'll get into soon. Oh, shit, so
stupid.
Anyways, but what if she was just like banging dudes and drinking martinis the whole time? That'd be fun.
Just banging dudes and drinking martinis.
That's what James Bond does, vice versa, with dudes
movie.
And chicks.
Yeah. But I mean, there's other.
And then she murders.
But you could have a new franchise for her.
Jane Bond.
Hitman. That's a franchise for an assassin. It, like
why
Jason
not,
Bourne.
But why not give the Jane Bond so she can still talk to Q and
because
all that
technically
shit?
Technically, I think James Bond is one man.
All
he
right.
just gets played by different actors because people get old and lazy.
Now let's say he was like, oh, I never knew I had this sister.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm writing.
And her name was Jane Bond, and then Daniel Craig's
no, they,
like,
they called
you,
her,
you take up my mantle.
They call her Jane because, you know, it's like, they don't give her a real name out. Like, they call her Jane because it's like Jane Doe.
Son of a bitch.
So it's a code name.
I don't know.
But they were like brothers and sisters. Fucking like their mom couldn't have twins or whatever, so she took James because she wanted a dude and left her on like a church doorstep. She was raised.
Oh, okay. She was just in the rain for, you know, raised by penguins.
Right. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they
yeah.
give her a onesie that's all weird, and she starts taking over the Triangle
yeah.
Circus Gang.
And eats raw fish.
Oh,
yeah.
Bites people's noses.
Yeah.
Is this Batman Returns?
Bites people's noses. Chris Walken comes in and goes, no.
No. The penguin, what are you doing?
007.
Oh, Jane Bond. Boom. You're hot.
Oh, fuck. We're off and running.
Yeah, we are. I don't really have that much of news. That was the only thing that really caught my eye. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 comes out soon, as does X-Men Apocalypse, which I heard a lot about. I heard that it was like, yeah, they did a thing that looked like it cost a lot.
Oh. CG-wise.
I think the whole movie wise, like it was just kind of like boring, but I heard there's like four really, really awesome things.
out of the rest of the shit show.
Out of the rest of the 2.5 hours. So I'm definitely going to go see it. Colin invited me to go see it on Thursday night, but I'll probably see it Friday morning when I'm in PA.
They got
to
stop, like, I mean, I don't know. I liked First Class.
First Class was incredible. Days of Future Past, I was kind of like, nah, I can... Like, it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't bad by
any
means.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I don't know. Did you see Batman v Superman yet?
No.
Wow, that's insane.
You haven't seen 2 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but that's on TV. I can watch that literally whenever
it's
I want.
It's not TV. I talked about it last night. I was talking to fucking Frank, and I was like, dude, I think the opening credits won an Academy Award. And he's like, you mean an Emmy? I'm like, same thing. It's barely TV. It's like a movie every episode. So I think of it as like a movie. Like,
that's funny.
No, I thought about it to myself today because I saw a little thing about like Robin's identity revealed, and I was like, can I rip this yet? Like, can I just rip it and get it over with? Because
you want to watch
it. I want to see it. It's one of those things like, I'll check it out.
You know what?
But I'm not going to pay money.
A lot of people that I've been talking to have been like, the second time I saw it, I liked it a lot more. Like, because you kind of know what you're going into.
But you haven't seen it a second time.
I have not. So I will say that I am changing my mind to go with the masses. No. I think that I need to give it a second shot.
Next week it'll be a 4.5 out of 5.
No, star. I gave it a 6 out of 10, and I feel like that'll still remain.
Yeah,
6 out of 10 is above average.
Like, yeah, it's like a C.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for Batman v Superman, you think it'd be a lot. I just feel like that was, like, way too ambitious for what it was trying to be and didn't have any, like, true heart to it.
Yeah.
I think there's heart there. Like, there's a storyline of, like, a lot of heart, like, a lot of investment, but there's no time to invest that into the characters unless you're a super fan of DC.
I'm not.
There's shit that you're going to be like, what the fuck does that mean? And I'll be like, well, Tony.
Well.
And I'll have to explain it to you.
Actually,
there's a lot of
Krypton,
people.
Krypton. Yeah. That was,
No, there's a lot of people who are like, wait, who's that? Why are those things flying? What's this? Huh? Like, it's weird.
Like I said, I'll watch a rip of it, so get me a rip.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen.
You do all that daring shit.
I'm walking
you're
that tightrope.
Yeah, living on the edge there with that.
All right, so I guess that's it for news. I haven't really seen any trailers that I can think of. Gods of Egypt just went on, and it's fucked up. On Xbox, you can only buy it. You can't rent it.
I know, they did that with,
But Gods of Egypt?
Yeah, pre-release, like...
Who the fuck?
No one.
Let me rent it.
Yeah.
Jorge De La Rosa, the filmmaker of, Manaway.
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
I was gonna
Mantua?
Say Mantua.
Yeah, I think it's Manaway. I believe that's how it's pronounced. He wrote a review on Facebook of it, and he was like, I know the movie's for mouth breathers and just troglodytes. He's like, but I had a blast. And I feel like it's kind of like that that monster, kind of like Clash of the Titans. Exactly. It's cheesy as all fuck all, but like, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll love
it. You're watching Beowulf. It's not
Beowulf.
Really. Really,
Beowulf was actually really good.
Come on.
You didn't like it.
Not like that.
I thought for what it was,
it was
like, really
fantastic
good.
CG.
Fantastic great CG, but I mean, like, yeah, acting. The acting was like pretty
good. But that's like, then I was like, let's move on.
I really liked, Grendel? Is that his name?
Yeah.
When he's all just shrieking and crying, and his eardrums all bloody and exploding. No, that shouldn't spoil.
Goo's coming out.
Sausage Party, I cannot wait for this movie. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
Holy shit, does it look good. We're going home!
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the trailer for Sausage Party, pause this right now, go watch it. You will fucking shit your pants. Go ahead.
It's going to really ruin a lot of kids' days.
It's not for kids.
You know what I mean, though. Some parent sees the poster, says, I got 3 kids this weekend, I'll take them to go see
Okay,
that
if
one.
A parent does that, it's completely their fault and they're fuckheads. It's one, it's called Sausage Party. Who the fuck doesn't know that that's a euphemism for dicks?
I mean, it could mean, like, the mom could be like, oh, it's an Italian animated film.
Well, no, I'm looking at, it says, A Hero Will Rise, Sausage Party. Like,
God.
It's just so fucking, like, ingrained of, like,
on
idiot.
The posters, it should say, like, rated R, don't bring your kids.
I guarantee it's rated R.
It is.
Yeah, so that right there should be like, okay, I'm not going to bring my kids to this. But then again,
you might not even look.
I saw kids in Deadpool, like 5, 6-year-olds. Like, getting,
I know.
And like, he's getting pegged.
Bunch of douchebags.
In
I know.
The ass.
I know.
They're like,
you love pegging.
It's Marvel. So fuck it. Like, I don't understand why no one does research and then blames the company.
I guarantee you'll see some fucking 4-year-olds that like their grandma just saw the poster, walked
awesome.
Right in. Asked the guy for the fucking tickets, and he was just like, whatevs, man, have fun.
I mean, the Red Band trailer. I hope that people at the movie theater be like, you know this is like Seth Rogen of like Pineapple Express.
It's a bunch of cussing in the interview. Douchebags, yeah.
Speaking of which, Preacher's coming out soon, which I can't wait for. I'm just kind of bummed. Did you know that like AMC, you know how Negan was like the last thing on Walking Dead? And his whole comic book persona is him swearing a ton, saying the fuck word a lot.
Yeah.
I heard that they're like making a cut of deleted scenes for the DVD with that character being like that.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, why? Like, just be true to the show that you can show everyone instead of having to be like, hey, pay fucking $50 for this fucking season. And you can see him say fuck. That seems so shitty to me.
Because it's on AMC instead of HBO, which is a dumb move for that's based off a rated R comic.
I really wish they would have gotten Preacher HBO. I think that would have been fucking awesome. There's a lot of tits in that, too. There's, like, a lot of sexual stuff in it. Like, Game of Thrones exists so well there that I don't understand why HBO doesn't pursue more things like that.
I think... I don't know. I mean, True Blood was a killing for them, and they haven't really
gone
back.
Until, like, the fifth season. And
yeah, but, I mean, you let something fizzle, it's going to fizzle, so don't fuck it up.
Those are based
on
books,
right? Like, The Wire or Sopranos. Like, they have killers.
Dude, The Wire, I watched the first, like, two seasons. That show is fucking good.
Yeah.
Omar is fucked up.
Isn't he awesome?
Coolest dude ever. I watched the new trailer for Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah, I did too.
I am way more into it now.
Well, yeah, because
it felt like a Star Trek trailer instead of
Star
a fucking Trek-y. Fast and the Furious with spaceships.
Yeah. I did see them jump a dirt bike, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It looked like an actual fucking race of aliens trying to obliterate the universe and
Idris
Elba needing to fight. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the main bad dude.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people be like, why are you covering up the most handsome man fucking in makeup? It's like, he's acting.
It's also a species.
Yeah,
so.
Let the dude act, man. Let the bro act.
They're not black-ons. Like, it's
Fucking,
like,
I know what this,
this
name of the episode is. Black-ons.
Make sure everyone knows I meant to, like, a pun on Klingon.
Well,
okay?
They'll have to listen, which they won't, and they'll just judge on the title. So, anyways.
Well, and you write the title, so.
I do. But it is my fault. But yeah, I definitely felt like it was giving a more humanized aspect towards Kirk. A lot to do with like the shadow of his father that he lives in.
Yeah, why he
stuff.
Started, why he's
and I feel like that's a really cool dynamic to go because you're not only bringing like pew 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 pew,
you joined
but you're
on
actually,
a dare.
You're bringing in like feelings to where you can connect with the character.
I know.
I'm just getting old. And I just want to connect with the man.
Yeah, me and him grew so much together.
And those past two flicks, come on now. Okay, so let's hop into genre 5. Do you have any news?
Genre 5, live.
So you don't.
No,
okay.
Uh-uh. Nah.
We're doing Nintendo 64 games.
I watched that trailer. You know, that was good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had great input.
I hate your fucking guts.
All right. So, Nintendo 64 games. Go first, Tone.
All right. Well, let me just scoop in my spit.
I'm so excited.
First on my race... Oh my gosh. See, I already got myself a little 64 boner.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about
the black
on my race is Wave Race 64.
I thought you were talking about black on still.
No. Shut up.
Stop bringing that up, man.
I don't know why you're so into it, bro. You sick fuck.
He's not a black on. Wave Race, yeah. I remember getting faking sick from school so I could play that.
Wave Race is one of the most... It's the most intricate Wave Runner game ever.
I'm guessing the only Wave Runner
game. The only one ever made, but it was out of nowhere because it was a small company.
Really?
It was a concept that no one was like into, you know what I mean? Like the idea of just racing around fucking in small ponds.
Well, that's because that's for rich people. We don't, us small birds couldn't do that.
Dude. I don't know. Whenever they would announce...
Who has a wave runner that you know? Probably a rich uncle.
Yeah, my uncle.
Exactly. Boom.
my rich uncles have them. They don't
they
let...
A fleet of wave runners that they lock up and just show
they
me.
They don't let me on. Yeah, they don't let
I've
me
waxed
on
a couple.
I loved when they would fucking... They'd name the levels because it was like an announcer. He was like, welcome to Midnight Run.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
bam, yeah. And you're like, I'm fucking ready. And you'd rev your fucking wave runner.
Run. Wasn't it at night, too? That one?
There was that one that was like all lit up. By,
yeah, that was a blast of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Very fun.
Man, this is really hard.
I wrote 9 or 12.
Yeah. He said, I wrote 4 more while we were gone.
just filled one in now. Yeah. Just 2. Yeah, just another.
Oh, jeez. definitely Star Fox 64 is on mine.
Yeah, man, that Rumble Pack,
holy
it really puts
shit.
You in it.
God, Rumble Packs were just fantastic in general, in the memory cards in the back of the fucking... It is weird that fucking Nintendo 64 called a lot of games something 64.
Yeah.
Kind of like Super Star Wars. Like, they really went with the title of, like, remember, it's for this system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Star Fox 64, I think that was the first game that I actually, like, beat.
Yeah.
Like, front to back. And there's, like, three different ways to beat the game as well. If you do certain things in certain levels, you go to a different level. Because I remember the lava level where you fight that giant praying mantis lava thing. Fuck, that rocked.
That was cool.
I bought,
and
like,
you had, like, lava shields.
I had a red controller. I had a green controller. I'd plug them in for fucking different levels and shit like that. I was so into it, dude.
I had a clear one that I loved for a long time.
Really? Weren't the clear ones dog shit?
Was it it was just this. It was an N64 license, but it was just the clear plastic.
All right, I got you.
It wasn't. I hated off-brand controllers.
Yeah. Oh, God.
System.
They were always terrible. Every off-brand controller has never been good.
No.
I don't understand.
It's because they didn't put millions of dollars into its development.
I guess that's true. And they just release it for, like, fucking $5 less.
They're like, haha, dummies.
Yeah, I had a yellow, black, green, red. I think that's it.
Enjoy your GameStop-produced controller.
I'm trying to think of what they were called, the controllers. They had, like, a specific name, but whatever.
Yeah.
My next one would probably be...
Just going two for two, huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
Did you want to do one and one, or just...
No, one and one, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Next one on my list, you know, these are, like, I'm kind of merge them together to tighten my list up a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
GoldenEye 007.
Right on.
And Perfect Dark.
Hell yeah.
Two of the best fucking FPSs.
I'll give you those because they are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. GoldenEye was fantastic. That is on my list, but I don't know if I'm going to bump. Yeah. Fuck. This is so hard. I mean, I played the shit out of GoldenEye. That was another. Like, this is like right when I started playing games front to back and actually getting somewhere instead of like. Yeah, I played Lion King for the first level like 900 times because I sucked.
Dude, multiplayering.
Yeah,
with friends on like proximity mine battles.
Oh
and
my
shit.
God. Just... Proximity mine was a blast. The lasers was always one of my favorites. Rocket launchers. The RCP-90s.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic.
Everything. You could do. I did every variation. Like golden guns. Let's try to be real tactical.
Golden guns. And that was kind of like one in the chamber before it was one in the chamber. Yeah.
I remember the. Because I had all the cheat codes at one time for it. And you know. It was like as soon as I like
big head mode and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Putting all that crap on. But it was like the first time I had like had cheat codes for a game like that, kind of. So I had like infinite ammo, infinite life, all that crap on. I would
set like
it
during the game.
Yeah, yeah, like to play it, and then you know, I don't know. There was like this one. I don't know. Never mind.
Go ahead. You're fucking laughing your ass
off.
I want to hear this good memory.
Dude, I just remember, like, the sound that Natalia made was really hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't...
Eh!
A hero wouldn't rise, did he?
Not all heroes wear capes, bro. I was just like, when you shoot her, she makes, like, a moaning noise.
Oh, and you definitely put the gun on your dick. It's like... That's the worst. That's awesome.
To be 10.
All right, I'm going to put GoldenEye on mine, too. Go ahead. you can go ahead again.
All right.
Redeem yourself from jerking off Natalia, shooting her.
Whatever.
I got a murder boner.
Shit her in the face. All right.
Tony, you shooting Natalia again? God damn it.
In actuality, I was just getting into character. It's
007. Sure, yeah.
It's 007.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he shot her a lot in the movie. Fuck.
Okay, Ocarina of Time.
Yep, that's on mine as well.
Super gorgeous. Super
that was
pretty.
One of. I think that's probably my favorite Nintendo 64 game.
Right.
I think I can put that at the top.
Yeah.
It was the most. That was the first time I've ever been able to completely immerse myself in a game like that, like completely open world. Because they had Mario 64, which I wasn't anywhere near as good at.
I love Mario 64 too.
Is that on your list?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about both those then. Ocarina of Time, though, I mean, it was just so rewarding being able to find, like, the giant sword. Everything about the game rocked.
Getting every pair of boots. Yeah, everything.
Gorgeous. Yeah, the tunics and shit like that. The fucking, what was it, the time? The time temple or the sun temple?
Yeah.
Is it sun or time? I can never remember. Because it has to do with both.
I know.
You have to do the mirrors and, it, like, you go back in time from it, I believe.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
because you grow up. Yeah.
The sage and shit like that. Even, like, the whole beginning of, like, the Dooku tree. And then you go to the, what was the mountain called?
I forget. At this
and
point.
Then and then you go
the Goron or whatever.
Yeah, Gordon. I don't know. Gordon.
The Gordon race.
But, and then you go to the fish, and the fish eats you. And you have to save the princess and shit like that. The game's insanely huge.
Perfect. It's
especially
it's
for the time.
It's the most complex RPG on that system besides Quest 64, which was a ungodly piece of dog shit.
Oh, really? I never even heard of it.
Yeah. It was supposed to be like in the same vein of like a 3D RPG with like an expansive like mythical realm, and I couldn't get fuck done on that game. It was so like clusterfucked. I know people who loved it though, like learned how to use it.
Right on.
And actually, like I think Aaron B like loves that game.
Really?
Never got into it.
That's so weird. What'd you think of Majora's Mask?
I mean, it was still beautiful and fun, but it wasn't
nowhere near as
anywhere
good.
Near as like.
Yeah, I agree. That you couldn't
stunning.
Yeah, you couldn't capture that magic in a bottle again.
Yeah.
My mom got it for me for Christmas, and like she was like watching me play because like I was like, if you pre-order it, I get a gold cartridge. It's gonna be sick, and she did. Christmas Day, I get it, fucking gold cartridge Zelda, and which fucking somebody sold.
thanks,
friends.
Mother of God.
You
rotten.
Yeah, I brought over like my system. I was like, yeah, man, play it up, dude. Like, I never really played anymore. Yeah. Here's all my sick games, and every game system controller's gone.
Bye bye. Don't need these, I guess.
Yeah. She was watching me play it, and Link, when he rolls, he's like,
Then
so she's just sitting there. She's like, can you turn this bullshit down?
And you're just and like, yeah.
I'm like, no, dude. I'm like, I got to hear Navy. Hey, listen.
Yeah. No, you don't. You really don't.
Yeah, it pops up in my little C
but that open that opening score with the sunset and him riding with the
horse.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I have it for the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, it's GameCube. It was called the Master version.
Yeah.
And there's like 15 or like 20 more dungeons that you can go to, and it's like a little bit harder. I played through and got to be an adult, and I was like, man, this game is still really hard.
Yeah, I love the I forget the thieves on the side of the mountain, their little colony.
Oh, the dudes with the feathers?
To sneak in and get like someone out of prison.
Oh wait, no, those are the dudes with the turbans, right?
Oh yeah, they're more like, yeah, they look like scimitar like.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, motherfucker. And the girl runs the whole thing. They're like an assassin crew.
Yep.
Oh, man, I wish I could remember that. And then you had to meet all the fairies, the three fairies. Yeah. That was cool as fuck, too, because you're like, man, I'm getting hearts today.
Dude's going to be so baller.
All right, so you did two right there. Oh, but Mario, go ahead.
Oh, I like Mario, too.
I saw Mario fucking get played a lot, and I tried to play it. It was just very hard. I was never good at Mario games.
See, that one was a unique Mario game because it was nothing had ever come out like that.
Yeah. It was Zelda with Mario.
I almost didn't feel like I was the Mario character I was used to. Except for the common-looking themes and stuff. But me being able to fly in 3D, that's not, you know, you've never done that.
Right.
So you actually just had to learn a new type of game with that stuff that you already know in it.
That game's so expansive. There's a
huge. Have like you heard 100 of 100 levels.
Have you heard time? Well, isn't it 120?
Yeah,
you have to find 120 like stars or some such shit. Maybe it's 100 levels and there's 20 extra stars.
Bitch.
Have you seen time trials for that game?
No.
Someone beats it in like an hour and a half, every star, like 100%.
Excuse me.
How fucked
Fuck
up is that?
That?
Yeah, that's insane.
Kill
crazy.
Yourself.
Yeah, because you go into the castle and you'd have to enter all the star doors, right? And then you'd have to find keys for certain ones. Yeah. I remember Bowser looked fucking cool.
Yeah. Bowser right. running through the hall. Yeah.
So we got GoldenEye, Zelda, Star Fox 64, and then you had Mario. I'm going to go with Army Men 3D.
Yeah, that's fun.
Fuck, that game rocked. I thought that was one of the coolest games ever. I have no idea why, but I had a blast playing it.
It's clever.
Beat the shit out of that game a ton of times, and it's really fun.
Super clever game.
Yeah, it's just weird that fucking the army men from like whatchamacallit, Toy Story got like their own game. That's basically what it was. I think there was like a television show of army men.
Oh, who knows?
Or was it based on like a commercial for something? It was something weird.
Yeah, probably based on plastic army men.
Well, that duh.
Yep.
Man,
now I have another one.
Army Men 3D.
No.
Oh, what?
But. I just thought of one that's really awesome too. It's just an honorable mention at this point, but Rush 2064.
Holy shit, I played the fuck out of that game. Oh my god.
The stunt course?
Yeah, where you just
get
do
out
flips
of
and shit.
Yeah, get out of my face.
You did like there was a flip counter or some shit, and that's how you gain points. Oh god,
dude,
damn it.
Dude, so dumb to where you're like, "Oh, I'm going to like soup up any car I want and drive for like 5 fucking hours. I'd drive with my brother like doing jumps higher." Trying not to blow up when I land.
Right. Dude, they have different factions. Tan, gray, blue, gold, red, orange. Oh,
what?
My God. For army men.
3D. Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot about all this shit. I think, yeah, I literally think they were just like, hey, army men, let's just make a game.
Yeah.
It must have been developed by the company that makes them. Army Men is a series of video games developed by 3DO and Global Star Software. It is based on various conflicts between four kinds of plastic army men distinguished by their color, the green, the tan, the blue, and the gray. Two other factions, the red and the orange, as well as much smaller army, the black, also contribute to the story. Two additional factions, the Galactic Army and the Alien Army, were introduced in Army Men Toys in Space.
Ugh.
Fuck, I want to play that.
Gotta get it. Oh, I'm buying
Amazon.
It.
Yep, sorry. Okay, and so my last one, I guess I'm going to go with Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
That one's so tight.
Fuck yeah, you started off taking down AT-ATs.
Dude, you know how fun... One of my favorite levels is that fucking train.
Where you fight IG-88.
Yeah.
Yeah, the level rocks. I don't know if I ever beat that game.
Uh-uh. I think never ever did. It was a rough one.
And once you died, you couldn't like save at a point. Like, yeah. It's not like, oh, I can go from here. It's like, no, you're fucked back to the beginning.
It was a son of a bitch.
Yeah, IG-88 was like really fucking hard boss. I feel like I beat him once or twice. I don't know. I bet I could find
that level, but it was after that I was kind of like, I fizzled out because it was a legit challenge. And I was legit not into it, man. Like, I was trying to like kick it on other games.
Yeah, no, I feel that. That was weird. Like, I didn't have a ton of video games back then. I mean, I did, but when I first got the system, I got that game in, Tetrisphere, and I'm not playing that bullshit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would just play that game over and over and over again. I just loved taking down the AT-ATs, honestly. God damn, I'm looking at the case right now. It looks so sick.
Isn't that tight? Yeah.
I'm trying to find the levels, because I think the one that I kept dying on was the sewers, if I'm not mistaken. Ord Mantle Junkyard was the second level. Oh, God, we were bad.
Yeah.
And then you go to Hunting the Assassins. Okay, I never got... did you ever get to Mos Eisley?
Mm-mm.
Beggar's Canyon?
No.
Yeah, either did I.
Son of a bitch, we suck.
Yeah, that was like the fourth level.
Cool.
No, I did, because Sewers of Imperial City, I had to have.
You're doing great.
And then the Skyhook Battle was the last part, which, yeah, I never did. That's where you actually get to fight in space.
Not for us.
All right, yeah, so I think those are all my five. I love those games. Did you have another one? Or
yeah, I got a few more.
Wait, no, you did... You
one
did
more.
GoldenEye, you did Ocarina of Time, you did Mario, you did...
That's with Ocarina.
Oh. And Perfect Dark was... Okay, go ahead.
Here, dildo. Genre however many I fucking want.
Honestly, genre whatever.
You can't do this to me. You can't. Five?
Go ahead.
Fuck off. Okay.
I got some honorable mentions.
I got some honorable mentions here. Last one on my, like, fat dog list is probably... 10. Oh, it's a tough one, dude. Probably Conker's Bad Fur Day. Because that game was rated R.
You had that?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I didn't.
Yeah, dude. I got that shit.
Yeah, my mom was like,
My parents didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
What a cute squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, it's a squirrel game. I'm like, yep, squirrels... Get it. I need it. They're cussing and farting and shit.
Wasn't Clay Fighter for 64?
I think so.
I played the shit out of that game. It was either that or PlayStation, one of the two.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Fucking game. Dude, using chainsaws and cutting up fucking teddy bears. It's great. Great time.
Star Wars Pod Racing.
Yeah. Star Wars Pod
Racing.
It's
a new lap record.
Dude.
Fuck.
I souped up.
I still
loved,
say that to this day.
Because I loved Anakin's fucking... Pod Racer.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I souped the living mother. Me and Aaron Cook played the living shit out of that game.
I love Sebulba's pod.
See, I always use Anakin's.
Well,
because it
I
had
used
something
it.
That I liked, like a high end metric that I liked.
Yeah, no,
that no one
I,
else has had.
I used Anakin's pretty much throughout the entire thing, but Sebulba's was like a really hard one to get.
Yeah.
And when you got it,
I always hated when Aaron would use that shit.
Yeah, that pod was fast as fuck.
I used either Anakin's or a really, like, a blue one that had, like, the jets almost looked like missiles.
It had,
it's, like, blue and gray, and it had, like, wings on it. Yeah.
Po-Rat, what was it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Po-Rat Dango or some shit.
Po-Rat Dango.
It's a new lap record. I still say that to this day. We'll get to someplace, like, faster.
Dude,
like,
repairing your engines.
It's working.
So
it's
awesome.
Working.
So awesome. Beyond that, Extreme G. That game was so fucking tight.
Extreme G. I don't know.
Dude,
if played
you
that.
Ever played F-Zero X?
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, F-Zero X, you mean?
But way better.
Oh.
Extreme G is 1,000 times better. Mm. It's more elemental. It's smoother. It's gorgeous, too. Extreme G is one of the prettiest looking 64 games
right
of that style, that racing, like tube racing shit.
I can't believe neither one of us had Donkey Kong 64.
Well, I had Diddy Kong Racing because I loved flying in them jets.
Not Mario Kart?
No.
Wow. You're like, nah, Diddy Kong.
Dude, Diddy Kong Racing, I was really into for some reason. I don't know
why. It's more sophisticated, younger brother, Diddy Kong Racing.
Probably because you could fly jets,
yeah,
drive cars, or
well, it was all like
or
jets,
hovercraft.
But jets on like the ground. Oh, trust me, I remember. Diddy
oh, no,
Kong
you
Racing
could do
was
full fucking barrel rolls or loops.
Yeah. Donkey Kong 64, I feel like, is a little better than Diddy Kong Racing, but that's just me. I love Diddy Kong Racing.
I never
though.
Played Donkey Kong 64.
Wow, you didn't get the expansion, bro.
Uh-uh.
What'd you get the expansion
I got the expansion
with?
On fucking Rogue Squadron.
Holy shit, I forgot it came
out. Yeah.
Donkey Kong, I think, came out before Rogue Squadron.
Yeah, though. I didn't have it, though.
Okay, right on. Yeah, because I got Donkey
or
Kong.
Or Resident Evil 2. One of the two had it, but I got it. That's what I got it with.
Hmm.
But Resident Evil 2, I was just kind of like, I'll get it, I guess.
It's weird that they made that little thing for the expansion pack, and they're like, in 2 years.
In 2 years, yeah, don't take this little door open.
We're going to break their fucking brains.
Yeah, they're going to nut when they see how much graphic enhancement Donkey Kong 64 will show that. System.
Honestly, 64...
I mean, it's what, smoothed the edges?
Yeah, it made it not so pointy.
Yeah.
And another one that I played fucking religiously, and this is so dumb, Beetle Adventure Racing.
See? You're right there with me.
Love that game.
You're right there with me.
Oh, so good.
I played that, and I thought it was Poop Dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had Rush.
So did I.
Yeah.
I had Rush, and I played the shit out of it and beat it. And, like, me and my buddies, we would just always play fucking Beetle Adventure Racing. It was such a blast.
That's
and the
so
car's cool. Only topped out at, like, 70.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's not even, like, cool.
Dude, fucking last
you
one.
You
want to
drive on the highway, man? All right, here we go. Beetle Adventure.
Last one on my list is 1080 Snowboarding.
Hell yeah, 1080. That was a fucking great game.
There was like those songs would change when you'd pick your character.
Yeah,
like, rock your body, come on. Like, and I always picked the Japanese dude, mm-hmm. like Yoshimura, I think his name was.
He was a shortboard, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. or the girl in the yellow jacket.
She was also shortboard.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I always picked the shortboards because you could do tricks with them.
Yeah.
Longboards are way fast, though.
Oh, yeah. They're huge, fast dudes, but they're big, dumb, bulky, not...
And you can't turn
can't
for
turn.
Dick.
Yeah. And those courses become turn monsters.
Yeah.
I beat that game like 90 times.
That's awesome. That game made me really love SSX Tricky. It's tree to rock around, that's right on time, it's tricky.
That made me hate SS Tricky.
Really?
I was like, hey, grow up,
dude,
be 1080.
Tricky was so rad. You doing like judo airs and shit like that?
Yeah,
fuck.
But like, it was more about like, how long can you do
it? Was Tony Hawk's
bullshit.
Pro skater
yeah.
for fucking snowboarding.
And for me, I'm like, I'm like a traditionalist, dude. Like, give me something that kind of feels real.
Sorry, Tony, I can't hear you up there on your soapbox.
Ah, you're a piece of shit.
On your fucking giant white horse.
I like
you just
that. That was a good list. What's our next week's one? What system?
PS2, son.
What system are we going with?
PS2, bro.
I don't know, dude.
What other systems? You already did
can
PS1?
Can it be a genre 15?
Oh, PS2 is going to be rough. I mean, it's going to be anyways because you're just going to do it. So
I'm going to do what I want because I'm I live free and die hard.
You're a free baby.
Free baby.
I passed this fucking what are they called? Like the freight things for trains.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was on the side of the road, like on top of a mountain, like not a mountain, but like a pretty big hill.
Wow.
And it was from Indiana, and it said "Live free or die hard," but it had like trees and flowers. It looked very like pretty. I was
ooh.
Like, wow, what a saying. All right.
Probably
so,
some like fucking really hardcore militiamen.
Yeah. So, PlayStation 2's next week. Let's go into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Yeah.
I finished Creed. Holy shit, that movie rocks. Did you see it yet?
Nope.
Okay. It's really, really good. I think you'll love it.
I'm going to check it out. It's not on my flash drive.
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, it is. I put it on there.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan. You haven't even fucking put your flash drive
uh-uh.
in. Michael B. Jordan kills it. And
awesome.
So does fucking Sylvester Stallone. It's super fucking, like, kind of heartbreaking and shit. Like, the last scene of it. Like, after the fight, like, I think you'll tear up.
Oh, shit.
It's dude, it's rough.
Oh, fucking
but it's really
shit.
Good. It's so fun. Like, the pacing of it's perfect. I really enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I know I'm kind of late to it. Tony, what'd you see?
Right on. First on my list of shit I saw.
Which is a way better than the
I
name
played
the
Uncharted
record.
4, and I beat the bitch.
Weekly recommendations and rejections. Shit I saw.
Shit I saw.
How was it? I saw you playing a little bit of it.
Uncharted 4. You came in at the most boring part. There are some parts in that game that are legitimately like heart pounding. Like
I came into Tony like in the mansion looking for a document.
Yeah.
So an hour of me watching him play the game is just him searching through all these boxes. I'm like, wow.
It literally was one of the most bullshitty parts of the
filler,
experience.
It's filler with a little bit of backstory, so you like them as they were like young kids and shit like that. Drake and his
brother.
Then
like right after that, like a fucking tank chases us through a favela and like running off buildings and stuff.
Well, I saw the cops pull up and shit.
Yeah,
it looks fun. Beautiful game.
So I watched that. I did that. I did it. Saw Shawshank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah, I never saw it. Andy Dufresne. What a new character for me.
Oh man,
never heard of him.
Andy Dufresne was a tall drink of water.
Yeah. Fantastic movie. Still really, really fantastic.
Yeah, it's super good.
Yeah.
I watched Just Friends again.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. I heard you singing that shit downstairs
night. I was about to say, did you hear me like fucking start dying right when I swear. Oh, my God. When he pops up in that fat suit, like, I literally lose my mind. It's so good. when they're sitting there and he's asking her to sign his yearbook and, like, she's like, or no, at the end, everyone heard him read the yearbook, the fucking douchebag football player, and he's, like, crying. He's wearing the Best Friends Forever shirt.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy shit, look at his shirt. And he runs downstairs, and he's crying. And she's like, Chris, come on. She's like, did you really mean everything you said? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, because I love you. And she's like a brother. And he's like, oh, for sure. And then he gets on his bike.
Sure.
And he's like, I hate this stinking town. That's honestly one of the best fucking movies ever. Like, his little brother was in Fanboys.
Yeah.
That kid fucking rocks.
Oh, the shit out of him.
Raise your hand if your brother's a homo.
Dude, when he fucking, even like the physical humor, like when he slides down that hill and like eats it face first on the gurney.
Yeah, he's in the fucking, oh my God. And they pick up, he's like, ah. Dude, Ryan Reynolds kills it in that movie.
Ugh. And that like, as so he's good. In the gurney, the dude's getting her number. He's like, come on.
Yeah, it's Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty.
Simply
Sounds,
Dusty
Simply
was the
Dusty
name of the
Sounds of Dusty.
It was whatever. Simply Dusty. That was the name of the
God.
Album. I was born ready, bitch. What's that chick's name?
Amy Smart?
No. The girl that's like, Ashton, am I being punked? When they fucking take the plane down when she microwaves the tinfoil.
Oh, God.
She was in Scary Movie.
That's his wife, Anna Faris.
That's... his wife?
Chris, yeah, what's his face?
Ryan Reynolds,
yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. They must be
Chris Pratt is married to her. My
wow,
bad.
Wow, they
totally
must be
different.
The funniest people like to see ever.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is. No, she's great in it,
cool
too.
Crew.
She's so good.
Oh, yeah, she's the singer fucking chick.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What's that song? Forgiveness.
More than saying
sorry. I'm sorry. Where are you? Like, oh.
When he like shuts her off. She's like, hey, hey, guys.
Okay, who's the jokester that changed the key? It's been the same key for the last 39 takes, Samantha. Fuck, that movie's so rad. If you haven't seen Just Friends, I know I just explained the whole fucking flick and quoted it, but it's on Netflix. It's so fucking funny. That's actually one of the things that brought me and you together, like, because that movie came out.
Me being
fat? No. Yeah, I was like, you look like Ryan Reynolds in that fat suit.
I could use you in
my life. I was like, hey, man, could you just say, and I swear. when we first met, that movie came out in 2005. I think we met in like 2007 or 2008. And that was one of the first things that I was like, dude, Just Friends is so good. And you're like, I fucking love that movie. Because not many people, it's a rom-com for one. So a lot of people are like, douchey. But that's one thing that really like bound us together as friends.
Well,
Just Friends.
Ugh. Yeah, Just Friends.
That was for me.
We're not banging.
That was for me.
We're not banging.
All right, go ahead. Tell me something else. Just Friends is so good. I'm going to watch it again now.
I really want to take it down a notch. I watched a documentary called Damnation about dams. So... such a good doc.
I wish that was like a fucking like horror film. No. Damnation, but like the dams are attacking us.
Just about dams.
They're breaking themselves, so we drown.
It's about quarries.
It's like
and
the happening.
Locks and dikes and forts and dams.
What's a dike?
What? It's like a thing.
No, but what is it?
I don't know.
You watch the fucking document. You learn nothing from these things.
No,
you just
I
waste
do.
Your time.
No, I do.
All right, is that it? Damnation?
No, I watched a lot more.
I watched Dark Skies. Did you see that?
No. Yeah, I did, but I forgot it.
It's I would recommend like
dumb.
And it's not bad.
Garbage.
It's I mean there's parts of it that are
shit
garbage.
Box. I had such high expectations.
as did I, and knowing that, like, I was like, this movie kind of blew, but I'm going to watch it again because, like, I don't remember it, like, at all. And I watched it again, and I was like, it's actually not that bad.
You're going to be coming here with Crimson Peak soon. And
there,
Nope.
There was this one weird part, like, he's watching porn with his friend.
Yeah.
And, like, the dude just, like how they start, like, acting towards the girl, he just grabs her boob.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's about to, like, he's interacting with the girl his age, and he does that. She's like, what are you doing, you freak? Yeah, that was a
normal,
very, very awkward moment in the film. But yeah, so I saw Dark Skies. I mean, if you want to waste an hour and a half, it's not bad. It's an alien abduction movie.
Or you can watch Damnation.
It has a pretty cool... Or you can watch Damnation, figure out what a quarry is.
No, it's actually about... It's just about how dams fuck up our agriculture and our, like, our streams aren't actually getting fish where they need to go because of dams and quarries and locks and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. And then we have dams that do nothing now.
Yeah.
They used to, like, redirect water and help places or move boats. Now they're just, like, rotting, dying structures in water.
Yeah, they just need to knock them down.
They do.
Knock them down.
Yeah. Go ahead. I watched 21 Days Under the Sun. It's a documentary about four bike builders who ride across America. They're kind of just grizzled, like, not Harley head dickheads, like, I don't know. I guess they're the best kind of, like, Harley rider guys. Like, they're custom bikes built out of Harley parts and, like, Indian parts, Norton parts.
American Chopper, I guess.
Yeah, but not really. Like, it's all, they're all pretty, like, gnarled up. Like, fucking quickly welded together. Who gives a fuck if it's chrome or if it's not? Like, just put it on there. It'll sound good. Or it'll be good for the bike, not just sound good.
Mm.
It was an alright documentary. There's this, like, Sam Elliott style guy that narrates it, and he's like, as they travel down the gritty road,
Jesus Christ.
They think about is, where's the next pit stop? I'm like, all right, moving on.
Holy
just
shit.
Get to them building bikes or talking. Like, I want to see them, not you.
Yeah, I got you.
You novelist dickhead. I didn't care for it.
All right.
Okay.
That it.
And then, you know, Game of Thrones and fucking Silicon Valley.
Right on.
HBO just can't stop winning.
Yeah, I haven't watched Silicon Valley in a while. I need to catch up on it.
Stupid funny, but man, oh man, if Mike Judge doesn't write some of the most awkward, like when you're watching The Office and Michael makes you just cringe.
Totally. Well, that never really happens to me. I always enjoy those
like
moments.
Robbie gets that way too, our friend. He goes, I can't even watch. I can't even fucking
Aaron
watch
does that.
How awkward
Aaron
it
literally,
is.
Like, he looks away from the TV and looks at me and he's like, and he's like flabbergasted. I'm like, it's a TV show. It's not real.
Yeah.
Fictional characters.
But like awkward situations, seeing them unfold like because someone's a fucking moron.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's weird tension. All right. Tessa Tony, Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor.
What'd you think, bud?
Starring Eddie Bravo and...
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, sorry.
You really say Eddie Bravo?
Eddie Murphy and Chappelle's in it.
Yep.
And Jada Pinkett Smith's in it.
Really? Is she Miss Purdy?
That's Miss Purdy.
Wow. She did not age well.
You're dumb.
Because I saw her in Gotham as Fish.
So, I mean, yeah, I like it for...
$54 million budget, Tony. $128 million domestic gross.
Well, yeah, it's an Eddie Murphy movie in the 90s.
$273 worldwide, yeah, for sure. But I thought The Nutty Professor... I think it was a really funny movie. It was a lot of
fun. It is. It's funny. It's more funny than...
Do you feel
a
like
lot
it's
of
nostalgia?
Its counterparts in that area.
Do you feel it's nostalgia for us?
Yeah.
You grew up watching that movie,
yeah,
right?
Like Tommy Boy and like Nutty Professor, those are kind of the same time.
Right.
And they're both fantastic. Like
Tommy Boy
rules, like,
because
Chris Farley is my favorite fucking comic of that era.
Yeah.
By far. Eddie
and this
Murphy,
kind of like...
But Eddie Murphy's hilarious. Like, I like Beverly Hills Cop. Like, I like what he does.
The Nutty Professor, I feel like, kind of started that whole... Madea thing.
Yeah, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But this one was legitimately, like, no one had done what Eddie Murphy
I'll
was doing.
I'll throw this knife in the crack of your ass, Cletus. That old grandma fucking rocks it. I love the whole clump
I love
scenes,
that he's everyone, yeah.
But I hate the fact that they made another one called The Clumps.
Yeah,
that
that's
bummed
a bummer.
Me the fuck out.
That's a big bummer. Because
this was a great... like
I've never seen that. I don't know what that is. Yeah, I know it exists.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw it. I'm sure I did. I had to.
But fuck it. Like,
yeah.
It was perfect. It was standalone. It was like Tommy Boy. Just leave it alone. It's done.
Yeah, there wasn't a Tommy
You're
Boy,
good.
Too. They just made Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Which is
which is kind of Tommy Boy, 1.5.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, Black Sheep isn't bad, but nowhere near Tommy Boy. Oh, my God, prehistoric
The
place.
Whole dinner scene, every dinner scene, like when he brings her to dinner.
Oh, it's so awkward.
And he's holding the knife, and he's like, God
He literally is about to cut his wrist. I never caught that. That's
yeah.
So good.
He's like squeezing the biscuit and just like trying to cut his wrist.
There's a lot
she's
of
like,
really...
She's like, she's like, he made me moist.
Oh,
he made me
yeah.
moist and I watch his show. He's like, God damn it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good parts about that movie. And fucking Dave Chappelle is awesome in it. So good. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I thought I dropped something.
Okay. What would you give it, Tone?
God, when he's like, what? I heard of dreadlocks, but shitlocks, take that pile of shit off your head. He's like, oh, now you're going too far. Now it's time for a slapback.
Yeah, they try to karate fight.
Yeah.
Slams him in the piano like a fucking Acme character. That was
you don't
weird.
Know about this.
So what would you give it, Tone?
I mean, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. It's still, there's still extremely funny parts.
Oh, for sure.
When that fucking Dean talks to fucking Clump and he's like, I'm not saying it as a euphemism. I will literally choke the life out of you.
Until you stop breathing and die.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, their relationship was awesome. Yeah, that movie, yeah, I give it a 7 out of 10. Maybe 7.5. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That was a good walk down
really
memory
funny.
Lane.
Like, you know, corny concept. It was taken from an older.
Yep.
Yeah.
So was Dr. Doolittle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just like remade and remade.
He loves watching old movies and then redoing them.
All right. Movie of the week, Man on Fire. You know what's weird? Fucking Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 33 or 38.
Huh?
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes must have got hacked, bro.
Audience rating was 88.
Okay. Then, but, yeah, they got hacked.
Dude, a lot of the things was like not for kids, very violent movie. Awesome movie, starts out great, but then it goes into hyper violence. I'm like, yeah, that's why it rocks.
What did they think? It was a fucking Avatar movie about Fire Nation?
Well, also, it's a remake from like a 1987 movie or 97 movie. It's based on a book or some shit like that.
Oh, there's 1,000 books written.
Wow,
about,
that's
like,
wild. $70 million production budget. It only made 77 domestically, 130 worldwide. So, I mean,
it is considered like a cult classic. Like,
dude, Dakota Fanning fucking kills in that movie.
That's her, in my opinion, one of her best performances.
I'd say
ever.
That and War of the Worlds, because Jesus Christ, can that little girl scream and be frightened.
Yeah, dude, when she just like Chrissy Bear, everything about the way that
it's Creasy.
Creasy, yeah,
is it right?
Like Creasy.
Yeah, Creasy. Yeah,
I thought she just said Chrissy Bear when I was.
Yeah, no, she named the bear. Yeah, Creasy. And well, no, when she's like when she yells Creasy when she gets taken when he's like dying in the middle of the field. Holy fuck! So if you don't know what it's
everything,
about,
everything, Jesus, Paul.
If you don't know what it's about, basically, there's like a fucking what, like a kidnapping every 60 minutes in Latin America.
In Mexico City,
it's
a kidnapping capital of the world,
right? And Mark Anthony basically needs to hire a bodyguard so he can renew his insurance policy for
his ransom insurance. Yeah.
Yeah, his ransom insurance. So like, if they get kidnapped, and he can like they pay for it. Basically, I assume. Right?
Yeah, the insurance company covers.
Which is a huge part, which I don't understand why I didn't like fucking like get that when I first watched
that's
it the
a
first
click
time
is why he
yeah I'm like
needs
why
to hire Chris or
Creasy. So then they get Denzel. Denzel's kind of like a I don't know what how would you
ex-CIA
burnout. Used to like served like over like 16 different like fucking like what's that called.
Yeah.
When you go like,
operations,
no,
yeah.
When you go
tours,
yeah, tours, 16 tours.
He's
or some shit.
Counterterrorism operative, like he's super qualified, but he's tired of killing.
Well, and Mark Anthony's also like, why are you so cheap? And he was like, I drink.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. Like, it's not so much. I don't think he's tired of killing as much as he's just like he hates himself for what he's done.
Yeah.
On those missions. Like, he probably doesn't feel like...
Because
like,
of the killing
like
in
the
missions.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why... I don't think he doesn't want to not kill. It's just that he, like, feels terrible. Yeah, he feels bad for what he did on those tours.
Every bullet finds its mark or whatever is like...
A bullet never lies?
A bullet never lies, yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, like, you know, bullets will find the target they're intended for.
Yeah.
Why he has that misfire.
And that comes back later on to a pretty fucked up moment. But yeah, Chris Walken's in it, plays kind of like his mentor, like kind of like they were buddies, like in it, like
he
they toured together.
He owns the private security firm,
right? But I think they toured together.
Oh yeah,
as well,
they were
yeah.
operatives together. And
he's like when we were younger, and then like Denzel's like when I was younger,
and they still have like CIA contacts and shit.
Yeah,
so they can look people up. But
so then he gets hired in by Mark Anthony to take care of PETA, which is Dakota Fanning, and Like, he does. He wants to be all cold and shit. Like, the first, I forgot, like, the first, like, hour and 15 minutes is them building the relationship.
Oh, yeah. It's just, like, her being precocious and him being like, I don't care.
Yes, very standoffish. She doesn't want to get into it in the fact of, like, he doesn't want to have, like a connection to her. He just wants to do his job.
I just want
to
do handgun drinking. Come on, yeah. Hurry it up.
And,
I'll be in the pool house.
And he kind of has, like, a an epiphany moment where he tries to kill himself and fucking boom. Like, you know, then he's like, okay, like... This bullet, like, you know, bullet tells the truth, bullet never lies, whatever the fuck. And then he kind of is like, okay, I'm going to actually take care of this girl. And then she gets kidnapped.
She gives him the fucking, that little present.
The necklace, yeah.
The necklace, patron saint of lost causes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chris Walken's like, he says something to the extent of, like, you know, extremely fitting, like, or well-deserved.
Right.
And he just kind of like, PETA.
I love you.
Yeah. I'm gonna protect you.
They have a really
teach
cool.
You, and I love, like, the teaching her how to, like, be alert when she hears a snap.
Oh yeah, no, you are a prisoner on this block, and this gunshot will set you free. And then he hits the two bricks together. Yeah, that was a really the whole, like, her getting taught how to swim when she wins and shit like that. That, like, fucking embrace, like. The movie itself was shot awesome. It's, like, definitely through, like, a green filter or something like that.
Oh.
Kind of coldish.
The tone of that film is...
But there's so much slow-mo, and, like, in the best parts, they have so many close-ups to things that, like, such, like, subtleties, but they're, like, putting it out on Front Street. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, you having to find the subtlety, they're like, no, here you go. Like, it's awesomely shot.
Gorgeous melancholy.
Yeah, very,
like,
much so.
For that film. It feels hot. It feels sad.
It feels, like, humid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a...
It reminds me of, Sicario. It's a newer movie.
Yeah.
It feels kind of hot and raw like that movie does. Fucking awesome edgy camera work.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, mixing fucking scenes together, smashing stuff together.
Even the scoring and shit like that, it was very much, like, techno-y and fucking, like, a lot of weird shit.
It's cool. Like, it's, like, out of this world, like, in terms of what it did.
Yeah, I feel, I understand, like, why you say it's, like, a cult classic, because it is, like, just a rare beast of a fucking movie. Yeah. And it's such a good revenge film. Oh, my God, it's so brutal.
Dude, he's just like, yep, well, I'm gonna fucking handle this shit.
Like, I feel like I'd give it 9 out of 10.
I would give it, yeah, 9.4. Like, it's up there in my... top,
yeah,
like, it'd be on a 50 movie on an island
for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, not the genre five one.
Fuck that, dumbass. Fucking, I'm not doing. Doing genre fives is almost hard when we get into this, like, video games.
Oh,
like,
shit, yeah. At least we're doing genre.
Well, someone
fives.
Asked me last night. They're like, "What are your top three films?" I'm like, "You mean at the moment, like today?"
Yeah, I know. Mine changed, like, all the fucking time.
Don't tell me that. That's
it used
dumb.
To be like Watchmen, American Beauty, and. I don't even know. I couldn't even name another one. The Avengers? No, I'm kidding. Probably Dark Knight or some shit like that. Two comic book movies. God, I suck.
I think last night I said, like, Good Will Hunting, Igby Goes Down, and Royal Tenenbaums. I'm like, that's
wow,
for,
that is you.
That's for tonight. Tomorrow, it could be Saving Private Ryan, fucking, like... I don't know. You know what I mean? There's so many.
I'd honestly have to look at a list.
Yeah.
Because, like, the ones that pop into my brain, I'm just like, those are the ones that I've said for so long. Like, I have no idea now. Jesus. Civil War is probably up there.
I bet it is.
No, not for...
No, it is a sick accomplishment for a film like that.
Agreed.
There's, like, the Thors and the Iron Man 3s you can just shit on.
Iron Man 3, you should
rewatch. You can shit on it comparatively.
Dude, comparatively to Civil War, yeah. But as a movie, though, it feels like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang Part 2.
It also feels like you're literally just making up for Iron Man 2.
Which I don't feel is that terrible.
It's not that horrible, but Whiplash is just such a weird villain.
I agree,
guess.
But Mickey Rourke, yeah.
Mickey Rourke's in it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and he was Whiplash.
No, in Man on Fire.
What?
Yeah, spiky hair.
The fingers, dude?
Yeah. Like,
whoa.
He's, like, fucking suited up. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't
it's
even
notice clean
that.
It's real clean-cut Rourke. Yeah. Huh.
That's really cool. Him and the wrestler.
Yeah.
That
oh, my
so
God.
Good.
That fucking film.
Okay. Let's see. 1990s movies.
Oh, no. I have one.
Okay. Well,
it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot.
You want to do that?
You?
Yeah, sure. We'll watch
dude, Sandlot. You remember Sandlot?
It's been a while since I've seen it, so I am down
dude,
to do it.
Getting the fucking brand new Chucks to make you go faster.
Oh, my God. I wanted those shoes so badly.
Dude, they fucking make you grip in.
Okay, so the Sandlot will be Test of Tony. And then what are we going to do for Movie of the Week, sir?
I'll just do all the work. So We could do one that, you know, we might not like anymore, but we saw it and liked it back in the day.
I don't know. Like, I usually like to watch things that I haven't seen, and we just watched Man on Fire.
Let me think. If you don't want to watch, if you think Sandlot seems boring and you wouldn't want to watch it, we could also try Hackers or Bulletproof with Adam Sandler.
No, we'll do Sandlot. That's okay. Fine.
Hackers and Bulletproof are two I want to watch too.
All right, yeah, but yeah, we can definitely.
Fuck it, man. Like, what are you feeling? Like, what's your style? What do you want to go for?
You know, I haven't seen The Revenant, but I don't know if that's too new if to do a movie.
We can't talk total in depth.
That's what I'm saying.
You haven't seen it?
No, I got it. I just haven't seen it yet.
Son of a bitch.
God, it's weird. I'm looking at this 200 list, and like most are from this year.
Oh, dang. What list are you looking at? Was it written by a 15-year-old? What do you mean they're all from this year, maybe?
No, not this year. I mean, like the last three or four.
All right.
I don't know. What else have we got? What else are you going to give me?
I mean, I got my list down here. Like, yeah. We can watch one that's funny if you want.
Just give me the list. We'll see what's up.
All right. I got Way of the Gun, mm-hmm. Boondock Saints, mm-hmm. I Heart Huckabees.
Let's do Boondocks.
Okay.
Boondock Saints. All right, cool. So we got PS2 for Genre 5 next week, The Sandlot for Testa Tony, Movie of the Week, Boondock Saints, and I'm sure I'll be seeing Apocalypse, so I'll have something for that for you. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.